Welcome to part one of the Agricultural and Applied Economics Association podcast series titled How to Find a Job at the ASSA Meetings, Navigating the Labyrinth. I'm Kristen Aggard, Executive Director of the Agricultural and Applied Economics Association. Recently, I spoke with Professor John Brandt, head of the Department of Agricultural and Resource Economics at North Carolina State University, about his experience and perspective interviewing candidates at the ASSA meetings. Thank you for joining me today, Professor Brandt. Each year, the number of candidates interviewing at ASSA increases. So the purpose of today's interview is to provide AAEA's young professionals with some insight that will help them prepare and be successful at ASSA. Let's start with scheduling. From your standpoint, what is the process for candidates looking to schedule an interview at ASSA?
Thanks, Kristen. I'm happy to do this. Candidates really need to be checking out what we call JOE, or Job Opportunity for Economists, that comes out of the economics website to familiarize themselves with all the various job opportunities that are going to be available at the ASSA meetings. Typically, this comes out in October and the November issues, so you'll want to be checking those at that point in time or before that. And then you'll want to get your application and resume and letters of reference and your job market paper in and on before the deadline, so that those universities who are going to be recruiting will have all of your materials early. One of the things that we have found is that sometimes one or two things are missing, and it just makes it difficult to have a complete picture from the department's perspective. So be sure that all of those things are in place and available to the department.
How should those interviewing at ASSA prepare?
Certainly, what you want to be prepared to do is to, first of all, have a market paper that you're going to be using as polished as possible before the 1st of December and certainly before those early January meetings. It would be important to be able to talk a bit about the research that you're conducting. You should be able to share with the committee just where you are in the process. If you're writing a three-chapter dissertation or a three-paper dissertation, you'll want to be able to say where you are in each of those papers, and the further along that you are, the better that's going to be from the department's perspective. If you're able to share with the department the fact that you have some things already in process in terms of manuscripts or things like that, that's also good in terms of being able to share that during the interview process. And then finally, I think you're going to want to, as you start to think about interviews, be sure to do your homework with respect to the various departments that you might be interviewing with. Go on their websites, look up information about them, be familiar with faculty and programs that are in place in those departments in your areas of interest.
Employers meet with multiple candidates during the course of the meeting. So what can candidates do to make themselves stand out?
Well, that's a great question. Of course, every department is trying to narrow down from the scores of applicants that they have. Typically, a department will probably look at perhaps upwards of 15 applicants at these ASSA meetings, some perhaps more, but that's typically a number that we try to target during those 2 or 3 days. And what the candidate wants to do, of course, is to come out somewhere in those top 2 or 3, because that's typically what a department will interview and bring onto the campus. So to get yourself into that group, you are going to want to be as far along on the completion of your paper and your early research as possible, so that you can share with the department some indications of what your theory is, what your problem is, what your maybe early indications of what your results are looking like. The further along that you are, the better sense the department will be able to make of just what it is that you're doing. Secondly, things that really stand out, I think, is for candidates to have already presented a paper, perhaps at another professional meeting, maybe related to your dissertation, or maybe a paper that you worked on with a faculty member or another student, but to show that you're already in the market and already have information and conducted research that has generated a paper presentation somewhere else is a great thing. And then along with that is to have perhaps indicate that you have a manuscript already in preparation for journal submission. A lot of students won't have reached that phase yet in their process, and so to have those two things would really mark you as one who is further advanced. And then finally, as I said before, show that you are really prepared and knowledgeable about the department that you're interviewing with. So you want to have done a good deal of homework about those departments, even to the point of being able to go online at those meetings if you get an interview set up to check out the department and just be able to comment on some of the information that you found out about the department. It shows that that you're very interested in them as well. Those things, I think, really can set you apart from the rest of the students.
What are some deciding factors you use to narrow down a list of candidates?
I think we have anywhere from about 20 to 30 minutes in that interview process at the meetings that we take. And that's the amount of time that you have as a candidate to make a good first impression, a lasting impression. So we look at just sort of the background. We will have read the letters. We will have looked at the resume. We will have done our homework. And I think for the candidate then to meet our goals, we're going to want to see how that candidate fits with the specific job that we have listed. Sometimes it's a bit of a stretch for the candidate to really satisfy our expectations as a result of being in maybe different areas. So sometimes the fit isn't very good, and if it's not, then we're going to probably eliminate the candidate from that perspective. So we look for fit. We look for the presence, the maturity, the way the candidate presents himself or herself to our group. We look for that preparedness that I had said before. Does the candidate have questions to ask? Is he or she familiar enough with our department to ask some questions to us? So the candidate is always going to want to have a couple of very good questions in mind to ask the department. And those are the things I think that we use to narrow down that list. Of course, the research itself and how familiar the candidate is with the problem and with the techniques that he or she is going to use to address that problem, those will be deciding factors as well.
And my last question, what are the top three most important things a candidate should remember or consider or do during the interview process?
I think most importantly that we look for the candidate to be himself or herself, to not try to fool anyone or to be someone that they're really not. You have to be comfortable with the manner in which you're speaking, the subject that you're talking about. And so just be yourself. It's going to be a nerve-wracking experience, and to calm your nerves to the best that you can and to go in with the confidence that you can carry into that meeting, that's going to go a long way, and the recruiting committee is going to see that very quickly. Speak clearly and positively. Be confident in your responses. And if you don't know, it's okay to say you don't know. And then thirdly, I think, and everybody surely should know this, dress professionally. Be sharp and be on time. Those things, I think, are important to remember and will go a long way toward this this recruiting effort and the attempts to get yourself a job interview and ultimately a job offer.
Great advice. Thank you, Professor Brandt.
You're welcome. And I would just add one more thing is to remind folks that are listening to this that they can certainly go onto the website there and find a two-page a handout that I prepared that I think answers some of these questions actually in more detail and gives more advice. And so I'd encourage students listening to this to be sure to check out that resource as well.
And that was Professor John Brandt from North Carolina State University. If you have additional questions or comments for Professor Brandt, please send an email to info@aaea.org. This podcast is the first part of a three-part series, We hope you'll join us for the second podcast, which will feature the perspective of a recent hire who has successfully interviewed at ASSA. For more information about the Agricultural and Applied Economics Association, visit www.aaea.org. I'm Kristen Aggard. Thanks for listening.